92.9 and 96.5 WBPM, where Randy Turner does the Rolling Home Show. Weekday afternoons with random notes from around the planet.
I am still laughing about the worldwide outage of Facebook and Instagram on October 4th. That was just an amazing day at so many levels. There was a great disturbance in the forest, as if millions of voices of misinformation cried out in terror and were suddenly silenced for over 6 hours because a simple piece of basic website server maintenance went horribly awry. And it told all the interconnected internet computers of the world that the Facebook servers no longer existed. That made the platform inaccessible for their users. Their employees couldn't do their work or communicate with each other, and they couldn't get into their own offices because the electronic lock system runs through the Facebook servers, which the main system couldn't find, and that meant they couldn't physically get access to the computers necessary to tell the world's internet system how to find their servers again. I love that last part so much. But the funny blanket on the whole thing is that Facebook employees had to use Twitter to tell people what was going on. That's irony, ladies and gentlemen. You know, I think we should have social media blackout day every October 4th. It was so much fun to see all my Facebook-addicted coworkers having a complete meltdown. They were like little piles of human debris sitting in their chairs, could not figure out what to do. Hands down, best day ever.
Roll home with the Rand Man and the Rolling Home Show. Weekday afternoons and get random notes from around the planet on 92.9 and 96.5 WBPM.